This goes to Amanda Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, fax 989-584-0307, regarding Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Everingham, E-V like Victor, E-R-I-N-G-H-A-M like Mary. Date of birth 12/13 of 1949. Dear Miss Bennett, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Miss Everingham with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and anemia. Her last visit was September 26th of last year. Since that time, she has gained 3 pounds over the last 7 months, and she is complaining of increased swelling of the lower extremities. She does have 2 to 3+ edema of lower extremities today, and she complains that her legs ache constantly for no reason, not just with walking, but they tend to hurt all the time. She does have back pain and low back problems, and she's been to pain clinic, and she's actually getting worked up for the leg pain and the back pain at this time. She has not been restricting salt as well as she could, and she has not also been restricting fluid intake. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melina. She does have shortness of breath on exertion. No current sputum production, no wheezing. She does have a lot of allergy problems and occasionally develops wheezing and cough secondary to pollen exposure. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the maximum dose of Losartan, 100 milligram with hydrochlorothiazide of 12.5 milligram once daily, and Januvia, 50 milligram daily. New medications are Robaxin, 500 milligrams up to 3 times a day as needed for back pain, and Mounjaro, M-O-U-N, like November, J-A-R-O, 2.5/0.5 once a week. And Norvasc is 5 milligram once a day. Physical examination, weight 262 pounds, pulse 79, blood pressure, left forearm, 150/54. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart, regular with a grade 2/6 systolic murmur. The abdomen, obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, she's got 2 to 3+ edema from feet up to knees bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 21st of 2023. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio, indeterminate because she has very low and unmeasurable levels of microalbumin present. And creatinine is 1.4, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 40. Hemoglobin A1C was 6.6. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 8.87. Albumin 4.2. Phosphorus is 3.5. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. 2, edema of lower extremities, which has increased. We're going to give her a 3-day trial of Lasix, 40 milligram once daily for 3 days with no refills. Ideally, I'd like her to limit salt intake and decrease her fluid intake from her current level to 64 ounces in 24 hours or less. And see if we can maintain fluid balance with fluid restriction and salt restriction. Some wraps for the lower extremities may also be helpful. Some neoprene wraps are usually very effective and easy enough for most people to apply. But she may need a prescription if you choose to go that route. We have asked her to let us know how the Lasix works. We prefer to use pulse dosing, as I'm doing now, as opposed to a daily dose, since we know that the diuretics tend to cause increased creatinine levels and slight progression of kidney disease at times. So we would like to avoid that if possible. 2, diabetic nephropathy with stable hemoglobin A1Cs and actually good control. 3, hypertension. That should improve also with the 3-day dose of Lasix and some fluid elimination. And anemia of chronic disease, currently stable. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.